Before we even get into the whole restaurant thing, tell us about John Hamm. Mara Davis is here. She's going to talk about food. Tell us about John Hamm.
I mean, he's got food in his name.
He does. So John Hamm was at Eddie's Attic a couple of weeks ago with the Amplify Decatur Festival. Jeff Tweedy from Wilco was one of the headliners, and he was supposed to be interviewing Jeff. So John Hamm basically got up at Eddie's and did like a 45-minute stand-up set, and he was incredible.
He's funny?
He was so funny, and he's basically almost like an Atlanta native. He was name-dropping bars, streets. He knew everything that was going on.
Where does he go? When John Hamm's in town, what did he say?
Hey, by the way, he gets his facials from the same place I get my facials.
Get out of here. Sweet Peach?
No, that's
Foxy. Well, you never know. I mean, maybe he manscapes there.
Where else does he hang out?
He got the pimento cheese omelet at, what's that kitchen?
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk Kitchen, yeah. During celebrity sightings when they were filming Baby Driver here, he went and ate it.
Yeah, he was talking about Midtown Promenade Movie Theater, Pond City Market, Bookhouse Pub. He was talking about a lot of different places. Decay. He mentioned Kimball House. So he was definitely like very Atlanta centric.
Cool.
And then I got, you know, ribbed by my husband because my husband was really there for Jeff Tweedy. I was there for John Hamm.
Of course you were.
And then John Hamm walked by me and I just brushed my hand on his back. It was super creepy and I would do it again.
All right, let's talk restaurants and best ones in
town. I also interviewed John Cusack too.
That's a big deal.
So that was a big one. There were a lot of hecklers in the audience, by the way. Shout out to the hecklers. You didn't rattle me.
Because he's so political now, right?
It wasn't that. It was just people watched High Fidelity and they were on fire drinking for 2 hours watching a movie. So once it got time for John Cusack to come out, people were just like shouting out, I want my $2. Oh. That's a big 80s reference.
Yeah.
You know, so people were really like on fire. And so I had to like do an interview and then like calm down a crowd at the same time. So anyway, it was awesome. Thank you all for coming.
Thanks for heckling.
If you want to see me again, this is our segment today. It's the best of Johns Creek in Duluth. I'm going to be at the Johns Creek International Festival this Saturday. Now, I did this last year. It's so much fun. Johns Creek is so diverse with so many different cultures there. Whether you're Latin or Korean, or even if you're just, you know, like great Southern food, there's a lot of that there and it's happening there. And we're doing it at Heisman Field. I was there last year. It was super fun. So you can look for me there. Also, there are some great restaurants in Johns Creek. Have you been to Hen Mother Cookhouse? Because everybody's talking about that place for breakfast.
No.
Okay. Well, no, that's a big one. Okay. Well, I know you don't leave Buckhead. So that's
not true. I was in Noonan last week.
I saw.
And I went to the meet and greet.
Okay, here's what's funny about that is I was working and I hadn't checked my Twitter in like maybe 1 hour. And then I checked it and I got like 25 messages. I was like, oh, look at me. I'm so popular. And then it was just you tweeting me and tagging me. So
meet and greet
popular.
And the Mad Mexican are places to go in Noonan. Now continue on. Okay. I have gone outside the perimeter.
Okay, good job. El Trumpo is the Mexican restaurant that everybody talks about in Johns Creek. It is like the absolute best. I think that's a place you should go out of your way for. Trattoria 141 is a really big one for Italian food. A lot of people talk about that. Parsons Alley in Johns Creek, Duluth is like a real big favorite, like luxury chocolates, Crave Pie.
What's a luxury chocolate?
I mean,
does it melt in your mouth?
I guess it does. I guess it does. I haven't tried
expensive.
It. This is a recommendation from my friend Joe Duffy, who I call him the OTP expert. He like knows all the great stuff. Napoli One Pizza is a great pizza spot if you're like, you know, that kind of pizza. Uncle Jack's Meat House is something you're going to see on Atlanta East. That was on one of our most recent episodes. Also, Juicy Crab is there. That's going to be featured. Old Fourth Ward Pizza, you can't miss it. Good Word Brewing. There are so many great spots in Johns Creek and Duluth, so you don't have to come to the city to eat well. Look for me at the festival. Follow me, Mara Davis 2000 on Instagram for celebrity spottings and watch us on Atlanta Eats. I'm always there.
It's Q99.7.